You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm Sabri Benishor. When Silicon Valley Bank and Signature Bank failed, the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation covered people's deposits, insured and uninsured. That wasn't free. It cost the FDIC nearly $23 billion. The agency is required by law and by math to recoup that money. So where's it gonna come from? Who's gonna pay? Marketplace's Nova Sappho has that.
Banks buy into insurance protection from the FDIC, which is why the agency's fund had $128 billion in it. It's down by about $20 billion to deal with the mess at Silicon Valley Bank, and another $2.5 billion to deal with Signature Bank's failure. The FDIC board plans to vote on a special assessment in May to recoup those losses. At a House hearing yesterday, the chair of the FDIC, Martin Grunberg, said his agency will consider bank size when determining which banks pay how much.
The FDIC does have discretion. And let me just say, without forecasting what our board is going to vote, we're going to be keenly sensitive to the impact on community banks.
Meaning big banks may end up paying a larger portion of the special assessment. Banks of all sizes are likely to pass on assessment costs to their customers in the form of slightly higher interest rates on loans or slightly worse returns on savings. I'm Nova Sappho for Marketplace.
Thanks for listening to today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.